When asked about the closure and impending layoffs, people in the rural area around the power station describe something akin to the stages of grief. Jennifer Brown is the executive director of the Kewaunee County Economic Development Corporation.
There's definitely some of the community that's definitely at the acceptance stage. Absolutely. I think that's there. I think there's still a lot of grieving going on. And I think you'll see some tinges of anger, but I think there's a lot more acceptance happening in the community.
Wisconsin workers have dealt with mass layoffs before, and they probably will again. But Brown says when areas like Kewaunee and Manitowoc counties are faced with the loss of hundreds of jobs, it has a deeper impact than similar closures in big cities.
This is huge, and it's a huge impact. And many of these people have been in the employ of Dominion WPS before for, you know, 20, 25 years. So this has been their lifelong work. They don't want to find employment in a different community. They want to maintain their lives in the Kewaunee County community.
An economic impact study by the University of Wisconsin Extension looked at the closure's effect on Kewaunee, Manitowoc, and Brown counties, the three areas where most workers live. The median salary at the plant is $50,000. Brown says it generates $72 million a year in pay, and the plant's owner, Dominion, pays $6.1 million per year in state and local taxes. Dominion owns 900 acres of land, including 2 miles of Lake Michigan shoreline. Then there's the multiplier effect.
We also know that the plant was generating or is generating over $600 million in economic activity, so industrial sales annually. Some of the industries that we're talking about in terms of sales are the service sector, construction, agriculture. Obviously, you know, that exit of those revenues is going to have a significant impact.
Two caseworkers with the Job Center of Wisconsin have set up shop at the plant. They're helping soon-to-be-displaced workers hone their interviewing and resume skills, and in some cases, to decide on a career change. For caseworker Jill Grohusky, the situation hits close to home.
My husband works here, so I have a unique standpoint on it in that we went through those stages of grief. Obviously, shock was the first one. It wasn't something that was necessarily anticipated. And at this point in time, I think, you know, over the months, it's become a stage of acceptance and willingness to move on.
Where and how to move on is the big question. Grohusky's co-worker, Debbie Charney, expects some families will uproot, but she says many want to stay. Charney says there is no average worker at Kewaunee. She says they are men, women, old, young, and the jobs run the gamut from highly trained technicians to office workers to warehousers and maintenance.
I've talked to people with master's degrees, and then we go down to high school diplomas, so it's a big variety of education levels, but their skill sets are all very positive. I mean, they have a lot of skills because they do so much in-house training.
The first and largest round of layoffs comes at the end of the month, with more to follow through the summer. Though there's no telling when all the affected workers will have made their way through denial, anger, bargaining, and depression all the way to acceptance. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.